You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in the Curramore Group 1 racing to come from there. A good card to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, very well, thank you. Yes.
Good man. Another good day in the Curra.
Another fantastic day in the Curra, yeah. 8 races. I would almost say the race of the whole weekend. Shaping up that Pretty Polly is an absolute belter, isn't it? All the best fillies are there. I think the ground should be absolutely ideal as well. They've had a bit of rain overnight. How much, I'm not sure. But they're now calling it good ground. It was quite quick yesterday, so those showers that they had at the close of play yesterday obviously continued into the night. It's going to be a dry day by the looks of it, but the likes of Brooch, Ribbons, they've got a chance to get their toe in at least. So, yeah, let's bring it on. That is a right rip-snorter.
A rip snorter indeed. Yeah, we've got that to look forward to.
Last time I used that word, actually.
Yeah, it's not a word you use often, I imagine.
Yeah.
Just a quick look back as well, Andy. The Pretty Polly's obviously a good race today, but the Irish Derby, you must have been pretty pleased with that result.
Well, I think anyone that loves good quality horses would be pleased that the Derby second one. You know, we like to think that the Derby is the best race of the year, and there was no reason to think that the Golden Horn Jacobs clash this year in the Epsom Classic was anything other than top class. The figure of the race suggested it was. They looked head and shoulders than the rest, and they pulled well clear of a stellar field. And Jacobs cemented that opinion with a spectacular performance in the Irish Derby. And he went through the race like a real powerhouse and went all the way to the line very strong. The right horses were in behind him, See the Star, Storm the Stars third in the Derby, Giovanni Coletto fourth, Kilimanjaro, he was down the field and he finished fourth, so it's been upheld, the things with Jacobs, he just keeps getting better. He's low mileage, he's still not probably filled into his frame, but he's getting more confident, and he's now becoming a proper racehorse. He switches off, he settles, and I see some firms have quoted him 10-1 for the Arc de Triomphe, and that looks the race that he's going to be teed up for, and be a good horse to beat Jacobs on his game if he was as good as yesterday.
Yeah, it was an impressive performance. Pretty good day for us on the podcast as well, or for yourself on the podcast yesterday. So hopefully more of the same today, Andy. And the first race is the 2:15 on Sunday. We start here with an EBF maiden for Colts and Geldings over 7 furlongs. The market headed by Shogun, who's 11-8, 6-1 for Zigzag. Sanas per Aquam is 7-1, 10-1 for Kitten Loves Roses, and Lieutenant General 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. There's been quite a move there actually from Eden. 25s into 12-1 this morning, so keep an eye on that one. What do you make of the race, Andy?
Yeah, again, these maiden races, I very rarely sort of put my neck on the chopping block and tip something strongly. Luckily enough, I dropped on Jessica Harrington's charge yesterday, but that was just out of pure kind of intuition more than anything else, and it'll be the same here, really. It's a race I'm going to watch and keep close tabs on how these horses perform, make a few notes. Obviously, Shogun's very well touted. He's from a family that I quite like, this Fastneck Rock family. It's a family that often needs a bit more time. It wouldn't surprise me if he got beat today, but easily went on to be the best horse of these long term. And the fillies division, similar to this race on Friday, was won by Alice Springs, who was hugely impressive in these same colours, and she was very short and strong in the market. So if this one keeps his position at the head of the field betting wise, then it probably would take a good horse to beat him. He's got a stable companion in there as well, Aidan O'Brien, who's also quite high up on the betting list, and he's by Zoffany. And Zoffany's had a fantastic year, hasn't he, so far, as a sire, and he's got that Zigzag in there as well. Of the ones that have had a run, From Eden probably ran the most eye-catching race behind Port Douglas, another one of Aidan O'Brien's at Leopardstown first time out. I'm sure he'll improve. He could have done with a better draw. He stuck out marooned in trap 11, which can be a little bit of an inconvenience. And the other horse are definitely going to worth a mention, just because he's priced up at 66-1, And he ran in that painted Eclipse Maiden first time up, Dashing Chief. For those that just want a little bit of fun at a huge, huge price, and you know, I've took a couple of quid each way at him because obviously he couldn't live with that world-beater Painted Eclipse who won the Railway Stakes yesterday. But that was a sure, that form, that time figure is very good, and albeit he did get well beat, he's sure to improve, and he's definitely no 66-1 shot. Put it this way, he's priced up the outside of the field. I bet he doesn't finish last. And that's not a particularly bold statement, but and I'm not being flippant, but I think he'll finish. There'll be more behind him than there'll be, you know, be in front of him. So he's won at a big price. But yep, Shogun looks the one to beat based on his reputation.
Okay, Shogun looks the one to beat. In the 2.15, then the 2.45 is the second race. This one is the International Stakes, which is a Group 3 over a mile and a quarter. Only three of them in the lineup here, and Air Pilot is the 4-7 favourite. 2-1 for Parish Hall, and Raheerin is 12-1. How do you see that one going, Andy?
Yeah, fairly easy race to work out. Raheerin will make the run-in, set a decent tempo, and hopefully Ryan Moore just sitting behind him on Rafe Beckett's Air Pilot, who hopefully should be good enough to come through and win and take this Group 3 contest. Before going on to much better things. Very consistent horse, huge improver last year from handicaps all the way through to listed company. A race, of course, which he won towards the back end of the year at Newmarket. Started off his year in a Group 3 at Chester and just looked as though he needed the run. A lot of Rafe Beckett's at the times were just short of a gallop or two, and this horse very much shaped like that. They went a good gallop anyway, and his stamina and his fitness were very much tested by Maverick Wave, a horse who'd been fit off the all-weather. But he ran a smashing race. He had to go wide on the outside as well, and obviously covered a lot more ground than the other two. But it was a race full of promise. The overnight rain, which they have had, could not have been any better for this six-year-old. He likes to get his toe in, and even though he's up against Parish Hall, who's a track specialist, the ground might not be exactly be ideal for him, whereas Air Pilot will love it. So he gets about Air Pilot in that Group 3.
Air Pilot in the 2.45. The 3.20 is a handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 60-90. And Cenotaph heads the betting at 11-8. Was even money, so just nudged out a little bit this morning. Hunt is 6-1. It's 8s for Have a Nice Day, who was 10-1. 10s for Canary Row, Iron Major, and Doc Holliday and Ooh La La are all 14s. It's 16-1 for Wexford Opera and Lady Ranger. And 20s or bigger for the others. Pretty short price favourite here, Andy, but weak in the betting. So how do you see the 3.20 going?
Yeah, I must admit, I had to do a double take this morning when I was chomping on me bran flakes, and I saw a quote of sort of even money floating around for Cenotaph. I'm thinking, have I missed something here? Because of what I've seen of Cenotaph, albeit he's quite a nice horse, I don't think he deserves to be as short as he is. I must admit, I don't know where they've got this price for this individual. I couldn't back him at this price. He's been yo-yoing up and down the distance bar, and I don't think really Aidan O'Brien recognises what his best trip is. He ran on his debut behind Endless Drama. Of course, that form is there for all to see, but it was a two-year-old race, and I don't think it's, you know, you can't take that too seriously. Put it this way, he only beat Romiak in third, 2 3/4 lengths, and he's a 60-rated horse, so, you know, I think you need to put it in some kind of context. Got beat by My Pocket next time out at Navan, and then Mile and a Quarter last time out, he was well down the field behind Outspoken, having not got the trip. So your guess is as good as mine whether 7 furlongs is going to be ideal. All in all, he's a poor bet at that price, whereas last year's winner, Have a Nice Day, could very much give a nice day to punters who side with him each way at a nice price as well this morning. You can get 8-1 for this individual, and he could easily follow up last year's victory. Very much in need of the run the other day down in Gowran in a strongly won event won by the inform Mare Laviniad. Around about the 2 furlong pole, Have a Nice Day looked as though he was a real huge threat to the market leader that day, but he just got tired in the latter stage, having raced prominently on the outside and didn't get much cover. But with that run under his belt, don't forget that was his first run for 5 months, he's sure to be all the sharper. And even though he's a little bit higher in the weights than he is last year, because the horse has improved and he's now become accustomed to running this kind of company time and time again, it's hard to see him not running well here. He's a massively consistent horse. That's the first time for a while he's been out the frame, but like I say, there were circumstances suggesting that you know, we could forgive him that day. Good draw, sure to go well at in a strongly run race. Have a Nice Day has to be the each way bet there.
Each way bet for Andy then. In that one, the 3.55 is the fourth race on the card. This is the Grange Con Stud Stakes, which is a Phillies Group 3 over 6 furlongs. Most Beautiful is the market leader now. Flopping favourites this morning. Most Beautiful 2-1 into 13-8. Great Page 13-8 out to 2-1. 11-2 for Miss Katie May. Miss Elizabeth is 7-1. It's 14s for Only Mine and 33-1 on bigger prices for the others. So the market speaking in favour of Most Beautiful, Andy. Do you like that one?
I do. I think she's a gorgeous filly in the making. Davy Watchman, of course, won the 1,000 guineas this year with Legatissimo, and she reminds me very much of Legatissimo. Very much on the leg. She's a big, lanky filly, a bit like a supermodel, but she can shift as well. You know, she's not all beauty. She's very much a horse that I think has got plenty of future ahead of her. She ran a night-catching race first time out over an adequate five in a race, which has worked out well. Good speed figure, that race. Down in ninth behind Madame Thunder. And then she progressed really as expected, was well backed to get the better of subsequent Norfolk winner Waterloo Bridge in very ready fashion. And don't underestimate that performance. You know, just on paper, you see a length and a quarter victory over Aidan O'Brien's Charge, but she was drawn in stall 12. She had to use up a lot of energy in, from that wide draw to get into a good position. And then she bounded clear up the running. Stiff climb to the line as well, so she's obviously got plenty of stamina and speed to cope with everything that's thrown at her. She's by Camford Cliffs, of course, first season side, doing really well. Painted Cliffs, of course, was one of his yesterday that bolted up in the Railway Stakes. And I think she'll get the better of this field. She's certainly the most eye-catching runner on the card. Definitely think she's a group filly in the making, and we'll find out today whether that's the case. Obviously, Great Page is the one to beat, having already won a listed the last day and finished second behind Albany winner Illuminate at Salisbury. But I think this one's going to stay at home sore with... the David Watson train, Most Beautiful.
Most Beautiful for Andy in the 3:55. The 4:30 is the big race of the afternoon. It's the See the Stars Pretty Polly Stakes, a Group 1 for fillies and mares over a mile and a quarter. Really good lineup as well. Legatissimo heads the betting at 7-4. Brooch is 4-1. 6-1 for Pleasecock, 13-2 for Ribbons, 8s for Diamonds and Rubies, 10-1 for Secret Gesture, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Really looking forward to this, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Oh, jeepers. This is an absolute mouth-watering race. I don't even know where to start here. I could have five or six stabs at this and not get it right. I've backed most of these this season. I've made money out of quite a few of these in the past. You know, Legatissimo, back to her when she won the English 1,000 guineas, and she was lucky in the Oaks, obviously, just to get nutted late on when she didn't stay the trip. She's back to her distance, which should be absolutely spot-on for her. She's already won over an extended mile one at Gowran. A worthy favourite, whichever way you look at it. Brooch has now got her conditions again. She's unbeaten in four. Dermot Well wasn't going to run unless there was overnight rain, which there is. She loves it here at the Curran. She beat Amazing Maria, of course, won at the Royal meeting. Pleasecock just didn't quite stay the trip, having pulled hard last time out in the Ribblesdale, but is a really worthy winner of a top-class Irish 1000 here back in May. You've got Ribbons, who... again, there's another horse dependent on rain and plenty of it. The softer the ground, the better. She's a Group 1 winner on soft ground over a mile and a quarter. You know, you're throwing the likes of Tamadorn, Secret Gesture, and Diamonds and Rubies, and it really, really is a race for the purists. What I'd probably bet here, I'd probably go down the odds route rather than suggesting what I think will definitely win. I think the market suggests everyone thinks Legatissimo is going to win, which is very much the case, but... if I'm looking for a no-nonsense, no each-way bet, then I'll probably have to stick with Pleasecock again. She's a very, very smart filly. Just things didn't quite work out for her the day in Ascot. Curvy had the run of the race. She settled a bit better, whereas for one reason or another, Jim Bulger's filly was just really revved up on that hot day and things just didn't pan out. But she was good when she won here in the Irish 1000. And I know with a bit of cutting the ground of a mile and a quarter, she's posted one of my fastest times of the year when she won at Nace early on in the season. So I've got to stick with my figures. I've got to stay loyal to Pleasecock, particularly if she's a nice each-way price at 6-1.
Yeah, Pleasecock could be the value then. In the Pretty Polly Stakes, the 5 o'clock next, this is the Rockingham Handicap. It's over 5 furlongs. The market headed this morning by Desert Law, Discussion to Follow, and Zolti, who are 8-1 co-favourites of 3, 10-1 for Master Speaker, 14s for Bubbly Bellini and Chiclet, In Salutum, another one that's 14s as well, 16s for Russian Soul and Ardumi, Dicta, Delmar and Prince Connoisseur also 16s, as is Kimbe, and it's 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Nice, easy puzzle for you to solve here, Andy. Who do you like in the Rockingham?
Yeah, normally with 5 furlong races in this country, I'd probably stick the Dunce's hat on. I just can't work them out. I don't really like them, but I do like these big premier handicaps in Ireland. I know these horses pretty intimately, And when they run at the Curragh, then you only need to look at horses that are drawn high and horses who've got course and distance form aplenty. So it kind of like whittles the field down, and it gives you a good chance to perhaps back a couple against the field and have a bit of fun. I've been waiting for quite a few of these to run back over a strongly run 5 furlongs here, and I think one or two of these have been laid out for this race. It's quite a surprise, actually, to see Discussion to Follow so short in the betting. I'm not saying he can't win, but he's run here a couple of times, and both of the times he's looked like winning, only for then defeat to come and slam him in the face. A strong run, stiff 5 furlongs is what he needs, so maybe he's got a chance of putting those two defeats behind him here at the Curragh. He's drawn 23 or 23 as well, right up against the standside rail, so everything is in his favour. He has got one of his main market rivals drawn right next to him, also favourably drawn. Winner of the Epsom Dash, Desert Law, who represents the connections who took this race last year. And he comes out really well in my figures as well. Zulti, I've been waiting for him to run over or back at the Curragh all season long. The problem with Zulti is I definitely think he needs an extra furlong. He's well drawn and he'll be staying on very strong at the finish, but he does sometimes hit a bit of a mid-race crisis, and 5 furlongs here, there's no hiding place. You can't afford to have any dull moments. You've got to be on your game all the way through. So I could see him hitting the frame. But the one horse I'm going to put up here is In Salutem, another horse who I've been following religiously throughout the season, and he's done me loads of good turns, particularly putting him up each way, and he hasn't let me down yet. And I don't think he will today either. I see him as a red-hot each-way bet again. He's drawn 19. That's the first tick in the box. Second tick is he absolutely adores the Curragh. Every time he runs here, he seems to run into the frame. He wants a strong run 5 furlongs, which he's going to get. The ground is absolutely bang on for him today. He's run really well from bad draws and bad track positions this season, but everything should be set up for him perfectly today. He's going to go along with the pace up the standside rail, and he's got the combination of speed and stamina. So with a little bit more luck in running than he has on the last two or three runs, don't forget he was badly drawn at Navan behind Joella. He was also badly drawn the other day at Tipperary, and he was stuck out on the far side when they all come up the stand side. So there's no excuses for In Salutem today, and I'm not expecting any, and I think he'll run a huge, huge race for us at a whopping 16-1.
In Salutem for Andy then in the 5 o'clock. The 5:30 is the penultimate race. This is the Curragh Cup, which is a group three over a mile and three quarters. Forgotten Rules is the 4-5 favourite. Money for Order of St George, who's 11-2 into 9-2, 13-2 for Panama Hat, 7-1 for Bondi Beach, and 20-1 in bigger prices for the others. Forgotten Rules, Andy, ground probably too quick for him at Royal Ascot. Still managed to finish third, going off favourite in the Gold Cup there. So if there has been a bit of rain about in the Curragh, that will suit the favourite here.
Yeah, and that means that Dermot Wells has got to let this horse take his chance. He's been dying for a little bit of juice in the ground for quite a while, and he didn't get that luxury at the Royal Meeting when he was a creditable third in the Gold Cup over 2.5 miles, a trip which obviously might have just stretched him as well on the combination of the quick ground. So he's got a great chance today, but I don't think this will be as easy a task as his market position suggests, around about 4-5, 4-6 this morning. That was a hard race all the same that he had only 10 days ago, and whether he's got the sufficient qualities to recover from that, I don't really know. He is up against much fresher legs here, and there are several dangerous floaters in this race, including a horse that I think is going to be a real nice animal for Aidan O'Brien. He's a bit quirky, but I think he's got bundles of talents, and that's Bondi Beach. He won on heavy ground first time up at Leopard Sound, and I didn't think he was particularly strongly fancied. He didn't look like he was off that day, the way he was ridden. And he probably just found the ground a little bit on the quick side of the day in Leopardstown. I know Radenpoor didn't run his race out of that in the Irish Derby. The ground would have been a bit too quick for him yesterday. But Morning Mix, who was second, has bolted up since. And Emmett McNamara rode him on that occasion. I didn't think he made enough use of him that day. He's a strong stayer, and he kind of tried to go up the inside, and he got cut off at the pass, and the horse didn't really know what he was doing. So I think from just pure, unadulterated talent, other than Forgotten Rules, I think Bondi Beach has got it in abundance. I think Panama Hat and Drifting Miss has got his coming to the equation, having finished second to Kingfisher in that massively strongly run Savile Beg at Leopardstown early on the year. Of course, Kingfisher should have won the Ascot Gold Cup, so that form's rock solid as well. Just that Panama Hat probably could have done without the overnight rain. But at the prices, Bondi Beach, he's around an 8-1 poke this morning, and I think he'll outrun those odds.
Bondi Beach running then in the 5:30, the final race in the Curragh this afternoon is the 6 o'clock. We finish with a handicap over a mile and a quarter. And Ripple's Effect is the 15-8 favourite. In Form Witty Repartee is well backed. Second favourite here, 100-30 into 5-2. 8-1 for Tarishtak. Long Journey Home, 14s with Mascoon and 18 Summers. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Well, the two In Form 4-year-olds are the couple to concentrate on here. Certainly, if the market is anything to go by. Ripple's Effect is obviously going to be popular, having run behind Hassanor, who bolted up here yesterday. That was back on the 23rd of May. Good run on Annie, its second start in its life. Improved again over today's trip when chasing home the resurgent Unsinkable back at Navan the last day in a good time figure. But they are up against this improving filly of Andrew Oliver's in the shape of Whipty Repartee, and I'm going to go with her. She's a big mare as well, typical of Ifrage, lots of body, lots of size about. She's bolted up on her last two runs, quickening well, travelled well. She's just in a really happy place at the moment. Andrew Oliver's horse in great form as well. Good money for her this morning, I can see why. So let's go with Whipty Repartee in the last to complete the hat-trick.
Witty repartee for Andy there then. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, as always, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, great card today at the Curragh. Really looking forward to the action. I'll probably go with the favourite in the first, but do keep an eye on Dashing Chief at a price. He's 66-1. I do think he'll run better than those odds imply. Air Pilot should win the Group 3 with a small field to contend with and with the ground conditions in his favour. I think the favourite's a little bit too short for me, Cenotaph in the 320, so I'm going to go with last year's winner each way. Have a nice day. I'm really looking forward to seeing Most Beautiful run again in the Grangecon Stud Filly Stakes. She looked a nice horse the last day down in Navan. Hopefully she can improve up in grade. The mouth-watering race on the card is the Pretty Polly. A whole host of informed top-class fillies take the lineup, but I'm going to go with Pleascock each way again, giving her a chance to put behind a slightly indifferent run in the Ribblesdale. I'm really looking forward to that sprint race. What a mouth-watering contest that is. I'm usually going to go with two against the field, but because he's such a good each-way bet, I suggest we get stuck into Insolutum at a big price. In the 5.30, I'd expect Bondi Beach to improve as the season goes on and hopefully be good enough to run well in that Curragh Cup. And in the final race, Witty Repartee represents an in-form stable, and hopefully she's good enough to complete the three-timer.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Should be a good day in the Curragh. Good luck and enjoy it.
I'm really looking forward to it, Mark. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.